Thank you, Jesus. Now, Joe, I know you're a nurse and your wife is. So we thought we'd have a few doctors taking his blood pressure because I know this was a big check to get Breslin outside the home setting. But thank you, Dad. Yes, amen. God bless you. Welcome, Breslin. Praise Jesus. Amen. Children, you are dismissed to be blessed next door. Thank you, Lord. I'm not going to keep you very long today, but I do have something I think that will be a practical way of understanding where I've been ministering the last few weeks on the ghost. Someone told me this week, they said, people were asking why the ghost, and they said, well, you know, Pastor went to a concert where he was touched by David Crowder, and he's got a new album out that says A Ghost, and some of you may have it and been blessed. Yes, inspirational. Yes, loved that. Couldn't see it as a ghost, but I see the ghost. The ghost doesn't need too much introduction because we've learned that 126 different ways to express terms like comforter, counselor, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. But when I say ghost, I had some say, I'm still struggling with that, Pastor, because I need to hear holy. So I want to start this morning to ask you this. When I say the ghost, and you know who I'm referring to, do you think he's any less if you don't say holy? No. Let me ask you this. When you use the name of Jesus, do you have to use Jesus Christ, or is it just inspirational if you say Jesus Christ? Because you know Christ is not his last name. Christ means the anointed one. So when you say Jesus, I believe in your heart, we know who we're referring to. And if you say Jesus Christ, that's great. If you say Holy Ghost, that's great. But if you say ghost, the ghost inside you knows who you're talking about. Amen? So I had mentioned to the congregation last week, I gave you four D's, and those are my four D's. And I said, don't worry about memorizing them. And then I was challenged with, well, what was the second one? And I says, I don't even remember. Those are what I had at the time, so I'd have to even look at my notes. But it defined. There are ways that this ghost that lives in us, called the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, it leads us, and there's two major areas. And I want you to understand, because I know we have some that haven't been with us. He, and I'll refer to him as a he, and the reason why, because Jesus did in the New Covenant. When he comes, he will lead you and teach you in all ways. So he involuntarily leads us that we don't always know. But when he leads us, and remember, when we make Jesus Christ the Lord of our life, we get the ghost. And then he leads us. Sometimes we understand the leading, other times it's involuntarily. When I was going to be a veterinarian, and I was studying all through school, and I had relatives that were vets in Cass County, I thought, this is it, this is it. So I applied to my favorite school, and that you know, Michigan State, and I got a letter back that they were full, I'd have to apply next year, but please keep us in mind and go to a junior college. So I was very disappointed. You know, all of us seniors think, hey, we got all our ducks in a row. Well, when you're getting into bigger schools, you got to apply way ahead of time. So my dad sets me down and says, hey, son, you don't really like study. You really don't like schooling in that sense, but you love sports. You love coaching. You're coaching Little League as a senior, and you're getting all excited. Have you ever thought, your older sister's a teacher. She gets all her summers off. She gets all these long holidays, and you can coach. And I thought, Dad, thank you for that bit of wisdom. So I changed and applied to Central because Central was at that particular point, was a teaching college, and that's how I ended up there. Now, I'm sharing this because my direction was never to end up in Saginaw County. I did not pick it. I wasn't looking for it. We were married at 17 and 18, PK and I. We were in married housing at Central, and we felt like it was time now for me to do my student teaching, and everybody said, you get to choose your marriage. You live in Preston Apartment. That's married housing. You get your choice of three places. I picked three strong wrestling schools. Not one of them was Saginaw County. And I got rejected, and they said, we're sending you to Hemlock. Of course, I was disappointed. Again, I'm setting this up because you don't know how you get where you get, but the ghost does. So I got into meeting my supervising teacher, which was a football coach, Bob Wallace at the time. And he took me around and he said, oh, by the way, I know you wrestled at Central, you wrestled at Southwestern, you wrestled in high school. I want you to know something. We're starting a wrestling team. It's becoming a conference sport. Let me show you what we just purchased. And he took and he showed me this beautiful wrestling mat, which cost thousands of dollars. And he said, would you like to start our program? And I said, sure. So I began the wrestling program that first year. They had never wrestled. I didn't get a lot of athletes because most of the athletes went from football to basketball. I had heard of wrestling. And what little they did wasn't encouraging. So I went after band students, and I went after the dedicated ones. I went after cross-country runners because I know how hard that is. And I formed this team, and that we didn't have to unlearn anything. And I say all that because I didn't choose Hemlock. I didn't choose Saginaw County. I was not purposing to be here. But the ghost wanted me here. And we were undefeated that first wrestling season at semester break when my student teaching was done. And they moved me all over the place and made a job for me to be hired the second semester. I graduated in December. They made a place for me to come back, be part in the middle school, high school. And so what I'm saying, I would have never picked that scenario, but the ghost wanted me here. And from there, it developed a love and an impartation. I began to wrestle schools like Saginaw High, Arthur Hill. At the time, there was a Douglas MacArthur and Eisenhower and all these schools. In the very first year of wrestling, we lost out of all the 16 schools in the county. By half a point, we would have been the county champs. So I know why God wanted me here, because he knew he was setting the stage that I would fall in love with Saginaw. So there came a point in our life, and my wife was saying, when we were feeling this unction, because we were holding Bible studies, and everywhere we went, we had people coming, neighbor, we started in our neighborhood, we filled our basement, couldn't fit everybody. So we knew that people wanted what was in our hearts. So we thought, maybe, not knowing better, we're the pastor. And so my wife began to pick Traverse City, Mackinac Island, St. Joe, all these beautiful communities. And I told my wife, I don't know what it is, but I have a love for Saginaw. And fast forward, here we are, many, many years later. And this is why I'm saying you, I didn't choose. The footsteps of an order of a righteous man and woman, God orders. That's right. And he doesn't love me anymore than he loves any believer. And if we would identify that he got you where you're at, not because you're so great, but because he's so great, and he knows how to get you where he needs you to be so that he can touch not only your heart, but the hearts and those around you. Amen. So I'm here to tell you that there are practical ways, and I'm talking about today, being led by the ghost during this Christmas season. I want to give you some practical ideas on what God can do in your life. And I want you to open your Bibles, if you do have it, or your phones, to Galatians. I'm going to read two verses. That's the only ones I'm going to read this morning. And hopefully you'll bear with me as I give you some practical ways on how you can implement this Christmas season. And we all know the very catchy phrases, Jesus is the reason for the what? Season. And we know it's better to give then receive. We know the concept, but I don't think we know the applications. So I want to share that with you. Paul ministering to the Christians at Galatia, and he says this, I'm going to begin at verse 9. Believers, do not grow weary while you're doing good. For in due season, you're going to reap as long as you don't lose heart. So before I go to 10, all you that are doing what you know to do, just do not lose heart. Because there's a reaping coming, seed time and harvest. Verse 10 says this, and this is where I want us to look at this morning. Therefore, as you have opportunity, do good to all, but especially to all of those of the household of faith or to all believers. Not just Shield of Faith believers, all believers. And we got them in all the churches that are gathering today that the Bible tells us, remember when I gave you the four D's, you don't have to remember, one of those leadings was God declares things. And he makes it, and that's one of the easy things. He declares to believers, do good to all, but especially do good to those that are believers. So I ask you, the challenge this morning is, we celebrate a Christmas season, and I want to hit you with something, not to put you in bondage, but I hope you'll see it as freeing. There is law giving, and there is grace giving. Law giving, and we know the law is not bad, okay? Don't kill, don't steal, don't cheat, don't lie. But we're not under the law, right? But law giving means you're going to give to those that expect you to give to them. Your sons, your daughters, your moms, your dads, your brothers, and your sisters. That is a given. And if those aren't part of your makeup, then probably you can't even go to the next. But I'm telling you, the most freeing part of a believer's life is when you get out of that box and you begin to give to those that you get to give to, but you don't have to. So when we talk about church, you need to realize tithing is not, that's old covenant. That's part of the law. You don't have to tithe. You don't. You're not going to be loved any less by God if you do or not. But you get to. Do you understand? We reap what we sow. You don't have to, but you get to. And nobody here at Shield of Faith is going to tell you that you have to give to come here. Amen? Amen. But you get to. Because not too many of you are biologically related. We're not your kids, your sons, your daughters. We are spiritually. But do you understand the blessing? We've got a motto here, and I want you to carry it to your homes. We believe that we want to be the best church for the community. Not the best church in the community. And there's a difference. You're in the community. But if it's for the community, you're looking for ways that you can bless the very community that you're in, whether or not they come to your church or not. And that's how we do good to all, and especially if there are believers in the community. Because anyone that comes to prayer from 12 to 1 every week, we pray for prayer requests coming in, not only for you all, but for our community. We pray for our township. We pray for those leadership. We don't have to. It's not the law. We get to. It's grace giving. So I want to challenge you. You will be enlightened to such a degree of excitement when you begin to look outside your box of having to areas that you can give to that are not expecting. Now, I want to share your church. Your church is my church. We call it our church. All this season, we send out letters and we send out gifts. We. You may not be the one that's writing the letter. Whenever I write a letter, Lynn will tell you she normally types them because he can't read my writing. I always say, this church family loves you and wants to bless you. Just like when we blessed Teen Challenge with $500 when they were here, we blessed Swan Valley School Systems. It always comes on behalf of not me, but us. This body of believers that love this community, and we want to be a blessing to it. So sometimes we get responses, sometimes we don't. But it's not to get responses. It's because we know the Ghost is leading us to be a blessing in this community. So if Shield of Faith disappeared tomorrow, I would hope we'd be missed. But let me bring it down home. If you didn't live in the home that you live in right now, would your community miss you? If you didn't work where you work, would that workplace miss you? The answer is, I hope so. Because if you're looking to do good, you're looking outside of the have to give to I get to give. I get to be a blessing. Yes, sir. To those I don't have to be a blessing to. Amen. So I thought again I would entertain you by sharing some of the things you did. And let me just... You know, we've planted New Beginnings Deliverance Ministry down on Genesee and Weber, and it's no surprise, so I can tell you who that is. Some of the others, I won't give away who they are because I don't want to give it away. But dear Pastor Roy and New Beginning Deliverance Ministries, on behalf of all the Shield of Faith families, we want to say Merry Christmas. We pray for you regularly. We believe in what you're doing in your ministry. If you need anything, please don't hesitate to ask. Please use this gift of $1,000 in any way that will help your ministry. He's in a region, do not have much finances in that region. And yet they do so much. And then when I sign it, we love you all, your Shield of Faith Church family. This isn't coming. It doesn't come because of me. It comes because of us. Amen. And you should hear it. One time someone said, well, don't let your left hand know what your right hand. That's alms, and we're not talking about alms. The Bible says, let another man's lips praise you and not your own. You need to be praised because you're touching and blessing a lot of people. Yeah, and I say thank you as we share that. Another local ministry, and you know we support all the churches in this region. And we've helped many through some tough times. And I don't need to mention them, but there's one that we support because we had a Christian academy. And I'm not going to read the name. If you figure out who it is, that's fine. But dear church and academy, on behalf of all the Shield of Faith families, we'd like to wish your church and academy a very Merry Christmas. We are blessed and honored to have such an anointed and beautiful ministry as yours in our neighborhood. Thank you for all you do as a church and academy to reach the lost, train up the saved. Serving Jesus is never without its challenges, but praise the Lord, you have a no-quit attitude that you all possess. As many years as you've been in this neighborhood and still praying and believing for changed lives, we as a church want to say thank you. Please use our 500 love gift. However, it will be best used. Much love and appreciation, the Shield of Faith Church families. Of course, I got a respond to this one. Dear Shield of Faith Church families and pastor, thank you so much for your generous gift to our Christian school. What a blessing. Your thoughtfulness is so appreciated. Your prayers for us are so needed. Thank you, thank you, thank you in Christ. And he signs it, Pastor such and such in his church. See, we don't have to, but they're a blessing in our community. And if you've ever had a Christian academy or school, it's not easy, it's not cheap, it's hard. So what a blessing that we all get to say thank you and keep up the good work. Whether or not they see everything exactly how we see it, they're on the same team. So, do good unto all. This township in which we live in is called Swan Creek Township Church. They've done so much to make this a beautiful township. So we look for ways to blessing our township, and this is what came from us. Let me just tell you this. This was going to be a beautiful fruit and vegetable basket. So Pastor thought, well, I'll do this because we had everybody pretty busy and certain. So I go to Myers thinking this will be a piece of cake, and there are none. I'm looking around, I'm asking for help, and they're saying, we don't have them, and they're very, very expensive if you get them. So I go into the certain department, and I get a basket, it's probably a clothes basket, and I go around, and I fill it like Santa, with fruits and vegetables and chocolates and so forth. And then we had it delivered to the township, and we said this was the letter that went with it. And I did at a time when I wasn't going to be there, so it would be coming on your behalf, not mine. It says, on behalf of our Shield of Faith church families, we want to say Merry Christmas and thank you for all you do for our township. We as a church are blessed to be located in such a caring township. If there's ever anything we can do for you, don't hesitate to ask. We are praying for you all. And those that come to pray, no, we put the township and all the ones in a position. We pray for them regularly. We say, we are praying for you all. God bless you. Merry Christmas. Sincerely, Shield of Faith Church. Do we have to do that? No. Do we love to do that? Yes. Another person that we've used in our community is Dave's Swan Creek Auto. I hunt for a long time to find a place I can send widows, and I can send people that are not going to be abused, that are not going to be taken for a ride, that won't tell them to put on parts they don't need, but will let me know and say, Pastor, that car's not worth fixing. In fact, Jimmy shared his testimony, and that particular mechanic says, Pastor, I can't with good conscience fix that car. It's a bomb waiting to explode. This was his old one. Thank you, Jesus. Because you got places out there, put on whatever you want, and with when you know it's just going to go downhill. So this is what we all said to our mechanic that we love. We said, "Dear Dave, on behalf of all the Shield of Faith families, and I know a lot of you have used the service, we want to say Merry Christmas and thanks for all you do for the community. It is so refreshing to have an honest, trustworthy mechanic like yourself to whom we can send our families. God bless you and your family. And of course, Merry Christmas, Shield of Faith Church families. As you have opportunities, do good to all, but especially to the household of faith. I believe we're a blessing to this township. We've always, they sometimes will tell us of a needy family. We've gone and helped meet those needs. We're now working with Swan Valley School System, but we're looking to be the best church for the community. I want to challenge you this day to do the same. When's the last time you set your kids or your grandkids down and said, hey, kids? Now, I was a school teacher, and not all my students brought me anything. Sometimes you'd have a unique student that would come in and say, Mom and I took time to bake these special cookies for you, Mr. Townsend. And I normally, as a little note, we just want to say thank you. You don't know how that warms a person's heart. They don't have to do that. When's the last time you set your kids down and says, who has blessed you this year? It's Christmas season. We know we have to give to grandma and grandpa, and we got to give here. But who can we bless that we don't have to? Can you imagine how much of a blessing it could be to a family with children learning in ways that we can be a blessing to others with no strings attached? That sounds like the spirit of Christmas to me. That sounds like the blessing it is. Our mail lady has been with us for years. And this year, I said, let's do something a little bit more special. Now, years ago, she was trying to adopt a daughter. And I asked her, I said, Jory, anything we can pray for? Oh, we're struggling to adopt this little baby girl. Would you pray for us? We prayed fervently. Well, this little girl now is in school and was adopted. So this year, as we as a church blessed them and we gave her a letter and a thank you, she makes up a card and sends to us. But the unique thing why I want to read this to you, it says this. You are my church family. Now, I don't know if she goes to church. She's from New Lothrop area. But she's saying, you are my church family. Thank you for your generosity. It is appreciated. And she actually made her card with a little deer on it. I'm telling you what, that should warm your heart. This isn't something you have to. They're not on our list. Well, that's our son. That's our daughter. We got to make sure we get them. And we got to make sure we got many presents under the tree. I get so tired. And then you talk to families. Yeah, the kids already know what they're getting because they picked out what they got. I was shopping and just and hearing how it's not a big deal. And I'm not telling you don't buy a present for your kids. But can you imagine if kids really caught a hold of what Christmas is really all about? Good. Doing good to all, but especially to those in God's house. Amen. My wife and I love where we're planted. We've been there a number of years. This year we went shopping for some key neighbors. We went to Frankenmuth and got some super types of fudge that we put together these really neat kits. And of course, I hand wrote letters of appreciation for them being in our neighborhood. And then last Sunday we got to be Santa Claus. And we went and we delivered these to our neighbors. They were undone like normal because they're not expecting that. I'm telling you, who gets blessed more than them? Probably the one that's doing this. Because it's not an easy thing. It's so busy. We got so much to do. Did we get Aunt Matilda's gift yet? And yet the heartbeat of Christmas is looking for an opportunity to be a blessing to maybe someone that doesn't even know Jesus. Yes, sir. But because you're in their neighborhood, they should be blessed. Because wherever your feet tread, the Lord has given it to you. Amen. Do you know, church, we don't look, and this is not a plea to make sure you get us gifts. No. And I thank all of you for your generous cards and all your thoughtful words that you sent to PK and I, and I'm sure others. Thank you. Thank you for the sacrificial gifts that you got. I said I would not mention who bought me this suit, but I didn't say I wouldn't look at that family very clearly. And I say, thank you. They had to take the time to get my size. And I was going to go Christmas Eve, but I told them because of their thoughtfulness and because they said they weren't going to be here then, I thought, why not? Because so many of you may not be here on Christmas Eve. I will wear this very precious, thought-filled gift from this family. My wife had no idea. In fact, this morning I'm getting dressed trying to put something red on, and you know, I had this red shirt on, and I got on a jacket. Says, you can't wear that. That's got something on it, and that doesn't look... Okay, honey, I want, when I come out that back, I want you to just be so blessed with me. Okay, so I got a corduroy jacket on. Oh, that's better, that's better. Okay, I said, now when I come out, you're going to say, wow, that's my handsome husband. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. So when it came out, her mouth dropped. She did tell me, family, without mentioning names to that family, she says, my gosh, how did they know how it would fit you? And that looks good on you, honey. This may be my Sunday attire now. But it made me think how sacrificial our children ministers are. Week after week preparing stuff for our kids. And you know, this pastor is always saying they're not just being your biological, they're our kids. Or the youth pastors and all they do in preparation and so forth. And I want to challenge you. When's the last time you thoughtfully thought of your children ministers or your youth pastors or your secretary or whatever and just put together beautiful words of encouragement? And then maybe, God, if the kids are using that facility, what do you think we should do for them that would be a blessing? Can you see I'm trying to get you out of the box? Can you see sometimes people don't even think of that? Well, I don't have to, so I don't. But what a blessing and a delight it comes when you reach outside of where you have to into where you get to.
Yes, yes.
The real meaning of Christmas. I don't see this person, so I'm going to read it, not mention names. But I got this beautiful thank you from somebody that's from this congregation. And it says, Dear Shield of Faith Ministries, thank you so much for your help every day. I truly believe all you guys have helped me through the hard times in school. You've helped my family with many things. And I am very thankful for all the staff of our church also. Since around Thanksgiving and Christmas, you continuously be used to bless people. Thank you, thank you. And then, of course, she put her name at the bottom. And I thought, wow, talk about warming your heart. Getting this from somebody that I don't say too much. I try to say something to everybody, but just in a quiet little way, just wanting to know how much we appreciate how you've helped my family. And you've helped me. That's a not have to, that's a get to. And that does bless. You know, I always get a kick, and I want to be careful because I don't want to criticize the ministries that do it, but every October they have a pastor appreciation. I've always fought against having something like that because I don't want people to feel obligated to ever give something to. So, you know, they'll set off, they'll have fundraisers and all that, and they'll just dote on them, and that's great. And I'm not against that because I think pastors are a blessing. But I don't want you to ever feel like you have to bless anybody here. I love you for who you are. If you want to, you get to, but you don't have to. And I think the biggest blessing it is, I sometimes get in people's face because I'll tell them this, they'll tell me how much I love them, and I'll say, well, I don't see you. Do you watch the services on Facebook? And if they say no, I say, then I don't believe you. Because if you have the availability and you're telling me you love me, but you don't tune in to see where God is taking us as a church, I'm not going to say I believe you. Now, I still love you, and I'll believe for you, but I'm telling you what, I want to see the fruit. I want to hear. And I want to say that this is a very big-hearted, and I wouldn't trade this church for any church. Your heart's of compliments. I get hit up every Sunday when I minister, thanking me for the message, or you'll say something on this and that, and I thank you. On whatever you don't like, you don't tell me because I don't need that. But it is encouraging because either we love each other, we know I'm not perfect. I'll be the first one to say that I'll mess up. My wife is always correcting me when I get, you didn't use the right word, Pastor Mike gets me, that wasn't the right word, that's not. You get what you get. But I thank you that you accept me for that. Let me tell you how this can come back to bless you when you're not even expecting it. How many in here remember Malcolm Millar? Amen. Do you know that for years I sat Melka down and I did her books for her? And when she was getting in the latter part of her challenges, and she had a lot of challenges, health challenges, she would come to prayer. We would pray for her pretty regularly. She asked me if I would be the executor of her will, and I said, no, Melka, I don't want to do that. I don't want to get, I'll be a spiritual advisor, but I don't want to get in. So she happened to go to a veterinarian and ask if he would, and he said, I would if Pastor Weldon would be a backup. So here we are. Almost 4 years ago, she passed, and you realize we did the funeral, and there was love gifts that we took in and so forth, and yet she had no money. She was way over her head in debt, so there wasn't. And she was so sweet because she had these few families she wanted to bless, but she wanted to bless her church. She would cry, Pastor, I want to help. I don't have it. I says, Melka, we love you. God bless you. You come to prayer, and so her last day in the hospital, I remember talking to her, my gosh, I could be gone, and so forth. And just like that, she was. And we did this funeral, and there was all the expenses involved in it. And we took in, I think, $1,100, and we gave that all to the funeral place for all the expenses of burial. No strings attached. We just want to be a blessing. Well, lo and behold, a few months after that, almost a year after that, the lawyer said, no, we don't want Shield of Faith to have to pay for that. We're going to pay for that. So they gave us what we had taken in as a gift of thank you to the church. And I thought, well, praise God. That's great. Remember, 4 years ago, 2 weeks ago, I get a call from this executor. He says, Pastor, you won't believe this. The insurance somehow came through, and they said, yep, she had nothing or whatever, but she wants to honor what she committed to Shield of Faith. And here he gave me a check for $2,000 to plant at Shield of Faith. And then there was a check for me also. And I'm thinking, didn't expect that. It was unexpected. And yet, all the way down that line, I'm thinking, what a blessing. She had no family, no relatives, and she loved her church. And yet she felt she really couldn't support her church. You know that this year, and I want to brag on you, we gave over $20,000 to other ministries and people in need out of this. We, not me. Last year, I think we were at 14. We said, God, thank you. And let me tell you this, and there are no millionaires here. I know in Christ we're all millionaires. I'm telling you, look around. You all helped us give that to ministries that are crying and thanking us for helping meet their needs. And all I can say as a big, proud daddy, God bless this church. Because you didn't have to do, but you get to. And because of that, we celebrate Christmas with helping so many. How many ministries did we count? 32 different ministries we were able to help. And I mean, one that supports mothers with no husbands and kids. Instead of picketing the abortion clinic, we need to support a ministry that will take care of the mothers and the babies so they have a place. Oh, you don't know, you met our needs. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm telling you, what a delight to not have to give, but you get to give.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes, amen?
So God bless you, Melka. I know you're rejoicing with the Lord, but that is key, and that is important. And I think there is a big difference between grace-giving and law-giving. And grace-giving means you can bless people that you don't have to bless. I'm going to toot my horn a little bit. I watch Pastor Mike week in and week out, and I'm sure you're complimenting him and so forth, and I watch my youth pastors, and I watch the sacrifice they give. They're not on salary. They get just a little stipend. And yet, week after week, they sacrifice, never complain, never, oh, I wish we were on staff. Yeah, in their heart, they may like to. It's amazing. We get a book from some of these other churches that says what your staff should be getting paid for. And we laugh because it's way unbelievable to us. And it's not because we want anybody to ever feel like they've got to give. So thank you on behalf of all of our staff for a beautiful 2018. Thank you for your caring. Thank you for your love. And my challenge I want to leave you this morning is, and those that are listening, rally your family together and see, is there somebody in our community? Is there somebody in your school system, kids? Is there somebody that's blessed you this year? And what do you want to do to bless them back? My wife and I always marvel because right now one of our favorite seasons is the Hallmark Christmas season, because we always know how it's going to end. It's going to be a good ending. Nobody's going to die. No animals are going to get butchered. And they end up in love. They final kiss and they live forever. And most of them are spiritual. Amen? Doing good to all, but especially of those of the household of faith. Richard gave you the plan of salvation. I believe everybody in here knows the Lord Jesus. But are you going to let the ghost lead you this Christmas to be a blessing? Begin to earmark wherever you live. Don't we want to be a blessing to where God planted us? Do you know you may not even have chose where you live? God blessed you with it. Start praying for your neighbors. Start believing God for you as a family to be a blessing in your neighborhood. And he'll use you because you're being led by the ghost. Amen? Let's stand to our feet. Let's pray this Christmas prayer a breakout. Father God, we have come into your house with singing and praise and dance and communion and all the things that we get to do because we love you and you first loved us. And this day, this season, we are so grateful that we get to be a blessing to all, but especially to those in the body of Christ. Lord, thank you that you're leading my brothers and sisters, and those that are tuning in, you're leading them also to be a blessing where you planted them. We give you all the praise and the glory, and all of us in agreement said, Amen and Merry Christmas. Love on one another.